NPR News.
President Trump has been using emergency authorities in unusual ways, much like in his first administration when he declared an emergency to fund his border wall and prompted a showdown over the separation of powers. NPR's Camila Domonoske reports that debate has been revived and expanded.
In his first term, President Trump used emergency powers to claim billions of dollars for his border wall when allocating money is Congress's job. And the Supreme Court never made a final ruling on whether he could do that. Now Trump has declared another border emergency and a new energy emergency. And he's using emergencies to justify some of his tariffs. Will that stand up in court? Zach Nikaktar is a lawyer and was in the first Trump administration.
I don't think this is an open and shut case either way.
Legal scholars have been concerned for decades about the lack of checks on emergency powers. Trump is now testing their limits. Again, Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
For the first time since an Army helicopter collided with an American Airlines regional jet in late January, today, federal investigators are offering new details. The head of the National Transportation Safety Board, Jennifer Homendy, says it's unclear whether the altimeters in the Black Hawk helicopter were showing the pilots a proper altitude above ground.
CVR data from the Black Hawk indicated that the portion of the transmission stating the CRJ was circling may not have been received by the Black Hawk crew. We hear the word circling in ATC communications, but we do not hear the word circling on the CVR of the Black Hawk.
She says the aircraft collided at 278 feet above the Potomac River. The helicopter was supposed to be no higher than 200 feet. The crash killed a total of 67 people. The results of a final investigation, a full investigation, is not expected for several more months. From Washington, this is NPR News. Euphoria in Philadelphia. Hundreds of thousands of Eagles fans lined Broad Street today to celebrate their team's second Super Bowl victory since 2018. On Sunday, the Eagles dominated the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22 to win the title. As NBC News writes, a Philadelphia celebration would not be complete without some collateral damage. NBC Philadelphia reports a flying beer can apparently struck Eagles general manager Howie Roseman in the head, and yeah, it left a mark. A cocoa supply crisis is driving up the price of chocolate. NPR's Amy Helder reports spending this Valentine's Day was still projected to reach a record high.
If spending showcases affection, this year a box of chocolates really says, I love you. Chocolate prices are higher for the third year, up to 20%, as bad weather hurts harvests.
Very, very expensive. It is unbelievable.
Andrea Pedraza runs a chocolate shop in Dallas and says people are still spending, including Trey Welch.
I don't have to sleep on the couch tonight.
The National Retail Federation forecasts Valentine's Day spending will reach a record $27.5 billion. Candy tops the list, followed by flowers, cards, an evening out, and jewelry. People spend about $190 on average, and not just to avoid the couch treatment. People say they'll also spend on friends, pets, and themselves. Amy Held, NPR News.
U.S. stocks have ended the day mixed. The Dow closed down 165 points to end the day at 44,546. The Nasdaq was up 81. The S&P was down slightly. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sony Pictures Classics with I'm Still Here, a film by Walter Salles starring Fernanda Torres. A woman is forced to reinvent herself after her family suffers an injustice by the Brazilian government. Now playing only in theaters.
Look at.
door. She's coming over from places she's never been before. She sits down on the sofa, she pours herself a drink. Says, honey, 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 ain't no time to think.
Yeah. little 15. You help her forget the world outside. You're not part of it yet. And if you could drive, you could drive her away to a happier place, to a happier day that exists in your mind and in your smile. She could escape there just for a while. Little 15, little 15, why take the smooth with the rough? When things run smooth, it's already more than enough. She knows your mind is not yet in league with the rest of the world, and its little intrigues. Do you understand? Do you know what she means? As time goes by, and when you see what she's seen, you will, little 15.
Jump in someone else's train. untouchable. Now you're back in line, going not quite as far, but in half the time. Everyone's happy, they're finally all the same. Cause everyone's jumping in everybody else's train.
This time, everything is all right. cause she's miles away, and I've waited a long time. When the feeling's right, darling, one of these nights, yeah, I'm gonna let you know. Oh, oh. This time, everything is alright. No way, she's gonna get away. This time, everything is easy. Any day, I'm gonna make her mine. This time, everything is alright. No way, she's gonna get away. This time, everything is easy. Any day, I'm gonna make her mine. Yeah, I'm gonna make her mine. Oh, yeah. This time.
Let's do it. On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club with jumping. Introduced myself as Lo, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wild. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gon' rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I came to the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out, it's always hype. And with me and the crew, leave a shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame, I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. The sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine, and still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. She wanna do the wild thing. Go discotheque. This fire chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now, and maybe later you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, Walkie, baby, just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby.
This is Dmitry Filimonov, President and CEO of the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
Over the last 5 years, APIA's Tribal Child Support Program has collected and distributed nearly $1.5 million, with 100% of those funds going to parents raising our next generation. We offer flexible and holistic case management to families. All residents of the Regional 10 communities are eligible for this alternative to state child support. To apply, please go to apiai.org or call 1-800-478-2742.
Remember, if you are in Anchorage, please come visit the Unangamulla, home of the Aleuts. Unangam, Atakan, Akun. We are one.
This message brought to you by the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
KSDP broadcast on the media from 7 to 8 a.m. every Saturday. On the media is an hour-long weekly radio program hosted by Bob Garfield and Brooke Gladstone. Covers journalism, technology, and First Amendment issues. It is produced by WNYC in New York City.
One, two, thank you.
Blooded. Okay.